Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Truchet, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show with Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Eddie Cantor Von Zell Jr., played by Billy Gray, Leonard Seuss's orchestra, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor!
Candy, I call my sugar candy, because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. She understands me, I understand in candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, not a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy is gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine. Some say that love is sweet as a rose, some say it's honey, but I only know it's candy. There's no one half as dandy.
Oh no, what about my dream? I bet you're thinking now of my dream.
Oh no, it's candy. I'm thinking of my candy.
I'll bet you mean Dinah. Is there anyone finer?
Oh, whoa, whoa, candy. It's no one else but candy.
But Eddie, if you knew Susie, like I know my Susie, oh, 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 what a gal.
No, it's candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy
and make her mine.
Hello, Eddie.
Say, what's going on around town? How is the new curfew law affecting Hollywood?
Curfew law? Yeah. Well, last night I saw W.C. Fields, and Bill told me he is very unhappy about the spots he sees in front of his eyes.
Why, what about him?
At 12 o'clock, they all close.
Say, did you read about that fella, Arthur Baer? He was arrested for breaking the curfew law.
Yes, Harry. He went out and had a glass of beer 5 minutes before midnight.
Well, yeah, if he drank the glass of beer before midnight, how could they arrest him?
1 minute after 12, he burped.
I know you're joking, Eddie, but that new law has made for a lot of accidents.
It has? Really, Harry?
Yeah. Well, for instance, it's very tough on the jitterbug.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the Palladium Friday night, and I was watching a sailor and his girl dance.
Yeah.
He threw her this way, and he threw her that way. Yeah. And at 12 o'clock, the guy had to leave the floor.
So what?
His partner was still in the air.
All right, you told the joke. Be satisfied. Don't try to pad your pod. Look, Harry.
Should have padded her.
Here she came. All right, Harry. I felt so sorry for a lot of people last night, though. I was at a club listening to Harry James, and at the stroke of midnight, everybody had to go home.
Yeah, well, Harry James had to go home, too.
Yeah, but look what he went home to. That Betty Grable, she's some cook, you know.
Yeah, well, with all the respect.
He says, what's cooking?
No, I really, Eddie, with all the restrictions that we have here and war going on all the time, we're still better off than they are in the Axis country.
Oh, I should say we are. I heard one of those Axis broadcasts last night, Harry, and it started out with...
Take it away, Berlin.
You lucky citizens of the Third Reich! In America, all the people have to leave the saloons at 12 o'clock. Here at 12 o'clock, the people stay. Ha! The saloons leave. Our spies report big food shortage in America. Everywhere, people are asking for one meatball. We are happy to announce no food shortage in Germany. Last night, we had a big beanie roast. Ha! The Allied planes came over and cooked Frankfurt. Oh, but last week we made a big mistake in giving the Allies the odor. Because yesterday they took cologne. from our Axis ally in the Pacific. American causing Nipponese army to lose face on Philippine front. We are having same trouble with General Patton in the rear. But we are still clever enough to broadcast from this studio, OOPU in Berlin. Ha! They'll never bomb this studio, Glavens, they mean. Why can't I keep my big mouth shut?
Ladies and gentlemen, we now take you to Tokyo.
Flashy flash. All America waiting for our fleet to come out. All Japan waiting for our fleet to come up. Flashy flash. Impossible for America to win the war. All of their soldiers drink too much. Even American newspaper admits same in this headline. Yankees down nip after nip. General MacArthur, a report that fall of Corregidor has caused General Yamashimati to have nervous breakdown. Untrue. Yamashimati has only gone to pieces in a small way. Avocado he swallowed yesterday turned out to be hand grenade.
Well, here I am, Eddie. I've been waiting to get some word. You see, I entered my baby.
You mean Eddie Cantabonzel Jr.?
Yeah, I entered him in a baby contest sponsored by that famous breakfast food, Mushy Mush.
Mushy Mush?
Mushy, or is it Mushy Mush?
No, it must be Mushy Mush. Mushy Mush sounds silly.
Well, whatever it is, I sure hope that picture I sent in wins the contest.
Oh, he'll win, Harry. Our baby?
I think so.
After all, I'm his godfather. And you know, I entered a baby contest once.
You did?
Yes. They sent in a picture of me on a bear rug, and I won second prize.
Who won first prize?
The bear.
Look, I'm too nervous if I stop joking.
No kidding, Harry. Until I was 8 years old, you wouldn't believe this. I had such beautiful long curls, people thought I was a girl.
No.
Yes.
How did they find out you weren't?
When they cut off the curls and saw my puss. That black mustache was a dead giveaway.
Well, I don't know. That's hard to believe.
Well, I was voted the prettiest baby on Henry Street between the fish market and the incinerator plant.
Oh, Mr. Von Zell.
Oh, hi, Leonard.
Hello, Leonard.
Hey, Mr. Von Zell,
yeah?
Did you get the results yet on the baby contest?
No, there's no word yet, Leonard.
Hey, Leonard, isn't it exciting? Now, if you and Nora Martin were married, maybe your baby might win a contest.
Oh, Mr. Kanner, I wouldn't take a chance like that.
Why not?
Well, what if we got married and we were blessed with a baby and I entered him in a contest and he didn't win?
Well?
So for the rest of my life, I'm stuck with a wife and baby.
Oh, wait a minute. Look, young fella. That's silly. Listen, Leonard, if your first baby didn't win, maybe your second one or the third or fourth or fifth one would.
Oh, no. If the first, second, or third didn't win, it certainly would discourage me.
Leonard, forget the baby contest. There are other reasons for getting married.
There are?
Leonard, let me ask you. Is it true that the doctor who delivered you committed suicide?
No, it's not true. They just took away his license.
I'd like to take Nora Martin away from you just once.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, how are you? Hello, Nora! Look, Nora, I heard Leonard wouldn't take you out last night. Forget him. Why don't you come out with me, a man, huh?
No, Mr. Cantor. I won't go out with you. I won't go out with you. I won't go out with you. I won't.
All right, Nora, you told me. Why do you have to keep repeating it?
I just want to accentuate the positive.
Don't laugh, Leonard. If she doesn't go out with you, at least she eliminates the negative, huh?
Look, you better forget both of those fellas, Nora. Old man Cantor and kid Suits. I'll take you out.
Sorry, Harry. I don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
I take care of you, Papa, huh?
Yes.
Is that the phone?
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello? What? Yeah, this is he. Yeah. Yeah? No! Thank you.
That was Eddie.
He won the contest.
The baby.
My baby won $5,000. I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
I can have meat. Meat I can have.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't have to laugh at your jokes. I don't have to come to rehearsal. I don't have to come at all.
$5,000.
Yeah.
don't have to do...
Huh?
If I don't come here, though...
Yes, what's the matter, Harry?
Well, if I don't come here, I won't be able to...
You won't be able to what, Harry?
Won't be able to tell the people about Sal Hepatica. And how you... When you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, you should take a glass full of sparkling Sal Hepatica to help you feel better faster. Because Sal Hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. You take Sal Hepatica the minute you need it. And besides gentle relief, speedy Sal Hepatica gives you another advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Come on, Harry.
Yeah?
Let's go and tell Eddie Cantabonzo Jr. the good news.
Oh, yeah, let's just think my baby wonders, my little baby. You know, Eddie, when I get home, I'm going to walk the floor with that little bundle of happiness clutched to my chest.
Your baby?
No, the $5,000.
Let's go, Harry. And you stay here, Nora, and sing your song.
$5,000?
Just think, your little baby will have folding money.
Yeah. Folding money? We're not going to use it for that. We're not that rich. Outside my house.
Yeah, gee, something's going on. Let's go in. Oh, hello, Mrs. Bonzell.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Harry. Hello, Mr. Cannon. I'm so glad you got home, dear. The living room's just crowded with people wanting to give us money since the baby won the beauty
contest. Money? Oh, God, I guess they want endorsement.
Money.
Harry, let me handle this, will you?
Yeah, money.
Wait. All right. Now, wait. Wait a minute. Quiet, everyone. We'll take you one at a time, yes?
All right, here's $2,500. Just say that your little baby's favorite candy is our product, the Footsie Roll.
Footsie Roll. You mean Tootsie Roll.
No, Footsie. Our candy is untouched by human hands. We roll it around with our feet.
Sign it, Harry. Next, please.
Here, me next. Just sign here.
Yes, sir. And what do you want the baby to endorse?
El Dumpo chewing tobacco.
Oh, get away. A baby can't.
Oh, you don't like our product.
Give me a handkerchief, Harry. Get out of here, will you? Yes, you.
How about our Ritzy Bitsy Bibble Bath? 99% soap.
Yeah. What's the other 1%?
El Dumpo chewing tobacco.
Harry, will you sign these contracts and take the checks?
Yeah.
Your kid, our kid, is going to be a millionaire.
What? Oh, look at this, Eddie. For endorsements alone, we've already taken in $21,000.
Good. Here comes your wife with the baby. Let me hold her, Mrs. Bonzell. Hello there, little prize winner.
Hello, Bob. I'm here.
Eddie, look at him. He's the spitting image of his father, aren't you, little fellow?
You mean the drooling image. And how is little Eddie today? Gesundheit. Fahrenheit. Gizzard?
Hey, we got to do something about that cold, Harry.
Yeah, my kid, my poor baby.
Quiet, Harry. I'll get something from the drugstore.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, well, now, don't you worry about that little old cold, son. You're rich now. You know, I'm going to buy you a solid gold teething ring.
Gee, that'll make him very happy.
And I'm going to buy you a platinum safety pin.
Oh, he'll be overjoyed.
And I'm going to buy you some ermendites.
He'll be tickled to death. But, Harry, don't be so extravagant. The money the child makes should be used to give him a good bringing up. Give him the kind of fun I never had. Send him to grammar school, then to high school, and then enroll him in a finishing school.
Well, finishing school has nothing but girls.
Yeah, I want him to have the kind of fun I never had. Relax, little fella. Just stay right. Come in.
Good evening. I am the representative of Mushy Mush, the famous breakfast food manufactured by Droroff.
Did you say Droroff?
Yes. That forward spelled backwards.
Well, I am the baby's father, and this is his godfather, Eddie Cantor.
Not the Eddie Cantor. Not Eddie Cantor, the tailor I knew back in Hartford.
I know. I'm on the radio and in pictures.
Oh. Well, Mr. Von Zell, on behalf of Mushy Mush, I am here to ask you to bring your baby to our broadcast tonight, where we will make the cash award.
Oh, boy, you hear that, Eddie? My kid's going to be on the air.
That's wonderful. Thank you, sir.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank Mushy Mush. The Mush children love. They wallow in it. They get it in their ears. They get it in their hair. They get it in their eyes. Why, in 20 years, we've only had one complaint.
What was that?
One kid happened to get some of it in his mouth.
Eddie, hurry up, will you? We've got to get the baby all bundled up and take him over to get his $5,000. Gee, aren't you excited, little fella?
Goo.
He can't say very much.
No, well, he's, you know, I wonder what he's trying to tell us with that goo. Goo, huh?
Goo. So I won a $5,000 beauty contest. My old man says he's happy because I've got his nose, and I've got his eyes and his smile. I know why he's happy. He's got my $5,000. Maybe now that he has my dough, he'll stop shaking that big rattle in my ears. I know why he shakes that rattle. So I can't hear him taking the money out of my piggy bank. I know how I caught cold. I'm the only one around here small enough to sit in the ice box and watch the butter. But my daddy really loves me. He got me a doctor. The doctor puts tubes in his ears. He called it a stethoscope. First thing I'm going to learn when I go to school is how to say stethoscope. Then the doctor examined my heart and lungs, and he looked in my ears. I'll bet anything I'm 1A.
Gosh, Harry, the studio's crowded, and they're going on the air. Are you nervous, Harry?
No. If I get near that microphone, you know what I'm going to say, Eddie?
What?
I'm going to say, begin today to use Touché.
Yeah, wait a minute, Harry. That's our product.
Yeah.
If you mention that on the Mushy Mush program, you'll have trouble on your hands.
Well, what difference does it make what I have on my hands as long as I have the chance to see that millions of women have the right thing on their hands? Touché, the beforehand lotion.
But, Harry, you can do it. Mushy Mush pays for that time on the air.
Oh, Eddie, how much time does it take to say, use Touché, the beforehand lotion? Use it before you tackle household tasks, before you wash dishes or undies.
But I'm telling you, Harry, you're liable to get hit with a can of Mushy Mush right between dishes and undies.
Oh, yeah, well, listen, Eddie, if they raise one finger, I'll get loud.
You will?
Yes. I'll say that Touché, the beforehand lotion, helps keep your hands smooth and lovely by guarding them, even in hot, soapy water. And if they start anything, Eddie, I'll tell them how Touché is good for rough elbows, chapped legs, and is a powder base. And then when they're trying to tear me away from the microphone, with the last breath in me, I'll tell the people that
Creamy, fragrant Touché is more than just another hand lotion. It's the beforehand lotion.
All right, but Harry, please don't make a scene.
All right, I won't make a scene. I'll just say, begin today to use Touché.
All right, you said. Quiet, Harry, listen.
Yeah. And now, friends, the moment we've all been waiting for. The Mushy Mush Show is proud to introduce our sponsor, Mr. Dworo, who will personally present the award of $5,000. Our sponsor.
Ladies and gentlemen, it behooves me, as I have never been behooven, to hand this certified check to Mr. Von Zell in the name of Mushy Mush is not so much, but it's much more than mushy mush. With milk and cream, it looks like slush, but we eat it cause it's good brush. We also give Mr. Von Zell this prize-winning photograph of his baby, which he sent in. I wish all of you could see this photograph of our prize baby with his long, curly hair.
Long, curly hair?
And those big black eyes.
Big black eyes? Let me see that picture. Why, that's a picture of me when I was a baby.
Look, Eddie, quiet, quiet.
But, Harry, it's my picture.
Your picture? Well, heavens to Mushy Mush. It isn't a picture of this baby at all. This is an outrage.
What do you mean?
I've been robbed. Lock all the doors. Call the police.
Hey, let's get out of here, Eddie.
It's too late. Here comes the police now.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Uh-oh. You'll get what you deserve, you imposter.
Give me back that baby.
Give us our kid.
Nothing doing. I'm holding this baby for evidence. I'll hold him till the case goes to court. Here. You better hold him.
Harry, I hope you're satisfied. Now we're in jail, charged with using the mails to the fraud. It'll be in all the papers. You had a...
Oh, but that's all right, Eddie. I'm smart, you know.
Yeah?
Oh, sure. I didn't give him our right name.
Oh, wonderful, Harry. What names did you give him, Harry?
I told him I was Eddie Cantor and you were Harry Von Zell.
Good, that's fine. Now if they hang me, I won't have to worry. I'll know it's you. What am I saying? Harry, I tell you that...
Cantor!
Yes, officer?
There's a man to see you. Says he's a lawyer.
Good. I phoned my home and told him to send over a lawyer. This is a fine how-do-you-do.
How-do-you-do?
The mad Russian.
Yes.
Russian, listen.
Talk to me.
I'm talking. Harry Von Zell wanted to win a beauty contest, and he's sending my picture.
He's sending your picture to win a beauty contest?
Yes. What can we plead?
Insanity.
No, no.
Oh, listen, Russian, you're no lawyer.
Don't say that. Say that, don't. Many times when a man is suing his wife for divorce, mind you,
yes?
I rush immediately over to his house.
To look after his case.
No, his wife.
Listen, Russian, we're desperate. Do you know anything about law?
Most positively, certainly. I have studied law for many years. I have read everything printed about law. In my head is 1,000 law books. And you see these ears?
Yes.
Bookends.
All right, Russian. Now listen. Our trial comes up next Wednesday, and we need a great legal mind. What experience have you had in a courtroom?
Yes. I have handled many lawsuits and tried many cases. These I call suitcases.
Oh.
Suitcases. And then last week I defended the midget.
Yes?
That was a briefcase.
Oh, Eddie, can't you see it's no use?
Oh, look at the baby. Never mind us, Russian. We'll get a lawyer. But if we hand you the baby, here he is. Will you take care of him till we get out? Can we trust you to be a reliable bodyguard?
That request is granted.
Yes, go ahead.
Why, only 2 months ago, I was appointed bodyguard for the Big Three.
You? A bodyguard for the Big Three?
Yes. Clark Gable's ears, Jimmy Durante's nose, and Lana Turner's baby.
Oh, forget a Russian. We better keep the baby with us, Harry.
Yeah, that's right. Russian, I don't think you'd be a good influence for the baby.
Mine, dear Bundle. I would enhance the child's education. I would hire a beautiful Russian girl to teach him to speak Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hire a gorgeous damoselle to a mademoiselle.
Yes.
To teach him French.
To teach him French.
See, I'm getting mixed up with my dialect.
All right.
And a ravishing senorita.
Yeah?
To teach him to speak Spanish.
Yeah, but Russian. The baby isn't even old enough to speak English. What sense would there be in having all those women around?
Ha, 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 ha.
silly boy.
Oh, gosh, Eddie, I wonder if we'll get out of this jail in time for our next Wednesday's broadcast.
Your dialect is wrong, too. I don't know.
Nervous.
Gosh, how do you like that guy, Droroff? He's the one who got us
himself. He's a rat.
Yes, he... Quiet, Harry.
Hey.
They're playing music in the next cell.
Uh-huh. Let's join in, Eddie. Maybe we can sing the baby to sleep, huh?
Yeah, let's try.
Oh, if we had the wings of an angel
over these prison walls, we would fly.
Right into the office of Droroff.
And he'd get Mushy's mush in his eye.
La, 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 la.
Gentlemen, will Eddie Cantor get out of jail? Will Harry Von Zell be found guilty of using the mails to defraud? Will little Eddie Cantor Von Zell Jr. have to spend the rest of his days in an iron crib? Tune in next Wednesday and find out what the judge has to say in the case of the state versus Harry Von Zell. And until then, remember the two products that make these Wednesday evenings together possible. Mushy Mush.
No, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health.
And Truchet, the beforehand lotion.